But first, a federal judge has upheld a state law that increases the number of signatures libertarian candidates need to collect to get on the ballot, in some cases more than 20 times the old requirement. The law was enacted in 2015, but 2 years earlier when the idea was first proposed, State Representative J.D. Mesnard argued during floor debate that some Republicans lost elections because of libertarians.
I believe that if you look at the last election, there was at least one, probably two congressional seats that may have gone a different direction, the direction I would like to have seen them go if this requirement had been.
In his ruling, the judge said the new signature requirement is not, quote, unconstitutionally burdensome, and that they guarantee candidates who make it onto ballots have some, quote, threshold of support. With me to talk about this is Barry Hess. He's the communications director for the Arizona Libertarian Party. He's also been a candidate for governor, among other offices. And Barry, let me ask you first off, what do you make of this ruling?
Well, you know, I thought at the time we did, it was, I think, SB 2305 a few years ago, where they tried to ram all this through at the middle of the night. It was a little cabal, I think, of 16 or 17 Republicans in particular who see libertarians as a threat, which I think is really kind of childish, because if you can stand on your own philosophy, then what do you worry about the competition for? Their whole idea was to push libertarians off the ballot in the misbegotten idea that libertarians were preventing some Republicans from getting elected.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because I'm curious what you make of the argument that basically libertarians are stealing votes away from Republicans, and absent libertarian candidates, more Republicans would get elected to office.
That's what they think. And the funny thing is we actually, I think in the overall nationally, we actually draw pretty much evenly from, I think it's a total of 40% of our new members come from Republicans and Democrats. The other 60% are brand new, who simply were not interested in the Republicans or Democrats. So they just have it's kind of a self-excuse. That's all they're doing, is trying to give themselves excuses. But what it comes down to is basic unfairness and a lack of access to the ballot, because if you have a party like the Libertarian Party that is now closed, we have to get all of our signatures from libertarians. So what happens is if you've got 26, 27,000 people who are registered libertarian, and you need 6 or 7,000 of those to sign your petitions, and they can only sign one petition, you're really limiting the scope of how many libertarians can even get on the primary ballot, which is ridiculous. It should be by the percentage of the overall of those people registered, which is how it was for years and years.
What has the practical impact been so far? You mentioned some of the challenges that libertarians could face getting on the ballot. Have you seen that playing out so far?
Absolutely. No question about it.
So what do you do now? I mean, given that the law has been upheld, how do you go about trying to make sure that more libertarians can get on ballots and, in theory, at least have a chance of getting elected to office?
Right. Well, what we have to do, we just have to tough it out. You know, sometimes you just gotta go for it, even if it looks like there are no odds. And in many terms, I've heard it compared to the colonialists. When they were warned, you can't go against the world's mightiest military, the British, you can't. They're super powerful, and a bunch of ragtag band of people who just want to be free can never overcome that. Well, history says sometimes the pendulum swings back our way. And I think there's so much of an outcry against the Republican-Democrat club that people are leaving, as I'm sure you're aware. They are bleeding memberships. And we, the Libertarian Party, is gaining memberships at an unprecedented rate, so that we see the shift in public opinion. In some sense, we're hopeful that that will bring us enough registered libertarians that we can compete even with their cheating. But in terms of what our organized strategy is, we are going to look at some more legislation to fix that problem and put it back in the realm of reality and fairness to the people. But we're just going to tough it out.
Do you consider this a revolution? I mean, you compare this to the American colonials taking on the British Army. Do you consider this a revolution of sorts?
I do. Absolutely. This is we have reached a break point where people are stretched, the taxes are maxed, the imposition of all kinds of regulation has already been maxed out. People can't take it anymore. Normal people, and I meet them every day, just regular old people who didn't have much interest in politics are getting an interest in politics, and they're not happy. The people are just fed up with the only two choices they have. And so I think that we are facing that revolution, and it's a very subtle one.
Barry Hess with the Arizona Libertarian Party. Barry, thanks as always. Good to talk to you.
You bet.